Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty, exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. On this episode, we're going on an African safari with travel mom Robin. You're going to love her stories. Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, Robin.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I am so excited to welcome Robin today. She was on an amazing family adventure prior to, you got it in just in time before the global lockdown. But she has got a really amazing adventure to share with you guys today. So Robin, tell us what your family's last big adventure was.
So last December, I think we left around December 15th of 2019, we went to Africa, African safari to Kenya and Tanzania, and it was an unforgettable experience, and
oh
we did get
gosh.
It in just in time.
How long was your trip?
It was about 14 or 15 days all in. You fly through London, we were in Nairobi for a couple of days, experiencing a little bit, but then really the safari starts and it's 10 or 11 days of full-on camping safari. I should say glamping, but
glamping, yes,
safari and traveling though to the various camps throughout Kenya and Tanzania.
Oh my goodness. I was watching Robin's pictures on Instagram, Insta stories throughout her holiday. It looked like just such an amazing holiday. So who went with you?
So it was my parents, their 50th wedding anniversary, essentially. They planned this trip. And originally they said that they were going on an African safari. And I was like, can we come? And I don't know if he had it planned originally, but the answer was yes. So my husband, myself, my two girls, and then my brother, his wife, and his two children, daughter and a son. So there were 10 of us in total.
How old are the kids?
So mine were 10 and 12, and my brother's 13 and 15.
Wow. So 10 of you.
10 of us. And I think that was a good age, just given the amount of travel and really when you're there, the amount of travel, that's a good age to be versus taking them when they're too young.
Over the course of the time, how many camps did you guys go to?
And so there were five different camps. There were three in Kenya and then two in Tanzania. And what I would say is you were at each camp for two nights. So you traveled, you did the game drives, you experienced the camp for the two nights, and then you woke up in the morning and basically you left and you traveled somewhere else. So these are all, the travel in between is small planes. They were all private. Not talking like luxurious, but just small planes that typically held the 10 of us plus our tour guide and the two pilots. Although there was also two couples from Las Vegas that were on the same tour as us that stayed sometimes in our hotel or sometimes in others. And they were sometimes on our plane. And we got to know them and they were wonderful people. That was basically it. So you're on a plane that can accommodate anywhere from 12 to 16 people or 17 people. And that was it.
Yeah, they look like tiny planes.
Yeah, so tiny planes. That was really the only negative of the entire trip was just every other day you're on a plane and you're driving, you know, and you're traveling. You're also in a car a lot looking for animals, but that part feels different.
Yeah, that's the adventure part, right?
Exactly.
So your parents were planning it. Did you use a tour guide?
So we did it with Mikado Tours.
Okay.
They're very reputable. They do a lot of trips in Africa. They also do custom trips. They were unbelievable. The minute you sign on, you have a concierge, and then they mail to you packages along the way. They sent us Out of Africa, the film. First, you get to watch that, and you're like, get all excited. Then they just send you various packages with information and more things to get excited about, itineraries, what to pack. They actually send you the bag that you can pack in because you can't just pack your own sized bag.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Everything is weight limits because of the small planes primarily, and detailed list of what to bring. And you don't need anything more than what's on there.
Wow. How great. So they give you so much stuff to prepare you and to get you excited about it along the way.
Yeah. They were really unbelievable, I would say. Oh, and there was a lot that we needed to do on our end, though, also. So my sister-in-law who came with us is a doctor, which was very helpful. You had to get some shots, typhoid, yellow fever, several other vaccinations. We had to buy proper clothing, although this was funny. We all bought all these safari clothes, which are lightweight, but then they also, pants that unzip to be shorts and lightweight long sleeves to prevent from bug bites and things like that. And then when we got there, there are just people wearing whatever they want to wear in some of the places that we went. And it was sort of funny. I mean, we were totally in safari gear the entire time. And when we arrived, Mikado gives you a hat and this, you know, good luck charm necklace. And in so many of our pictures, we look like tourists wearing these outfits. And then we would pull up and see, you know, just very casual New Yorkers kind of like sitting in their safari jeep.
They're like, man, I didn't feel like wearing that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Although they do tell you this, the colors that you wear does affect
the animals.
Yes. They say don't wear red or they'll come after you. Or if you wear white, they don't see you. You know, most of the animals don't really see the jeeps, which I thought was super interesting.
Really?
They don't recognize that there are people in it, or they just see it as one big thing that doesn't bother them. So lions actually hide in the shade of the jeep.
I saw some of the pictures. That was crazy.
Crazy. The length of the lions are, you know, most of the size of the jeep. So they get super close, which makes the experience so much better. I mean, elephants are walking right in front of us. They could just tip us over at any given time. So the reason that you wear those clothes is because then you're sort of subdued and you look like nature. So they're not afraid of whatever's going on the jeep. You're not standing out to them at all.
Well, I mean, that's why you're there, right? It's not a fashion show. Although you are glamping.
We were all in.
I love it. Yeah. It was so cool. I could not, in your pictures, believe how many animals you saw.
They had a lot of rain right before we got there. So the first place that we went to was in Kenya called Amboseli. The airstrip was closed. This was our first flight. It lands on just like a grass strip in the middle of a field surrounded by giraffe and like wildebeests and zebras like looking at us. We landed in the middle of a field with just animals, and then you saw the jeeps ready to go. And we were like, okay, you know, game on. Here we go.
Literally, game on, let's go. Yeah.
It was so wild. The typical day is they wake you up pretty early, 6:30, 7. You eat breakfast and you're on the road. Typically by 7:30, really, we were out and about. That's one of the best times to see the animals. And then you are out for a few hours, you come back, you have lunch, hang around a little bit, and then you go out again at like 4 or 5 o'clock for an evening drive. Then you come home, eat dinner, bed.
Yeah, because you got to get up in the morning, yeah.
Yes. You know, when it rained or when there were delays or when we had downtime in the afternoon, we would get a workout in. If the place had a pool, the kids would swim. We also brought like Catan and other board games so that we could, you know, play and do things like that, which was fun. With each camp we went to, different animals sort of reside there.
It looked like it, yeah. Okay.
So it was like very heavy in elephants in the beginning. And then the second place was a lot more zebras. You know, we saw a bunch of giraffe. And then as we go, you really, when you get to Tanzania, that's where you see like the lions, cheetahs, leopards. It's crazy.
It was so neat.
And
I mean,
each place, I would say, also got a little bit more populated.
I mean, I also saw you saw hippos.
We saw rhinos, hippos, buffalo, wildebeests, gazelles, jackals, hyrax. I don't even know what that is.
Where were you that you pulled up and there were like baboons everywhere, right? Like welcoming
yes.
you.
That might have been at the Serengeti or Masai Mara. But basically, we're on the way to the camp. And the jeep says, close all the windows. And now our tour guide, Tim, was the greatest. I think he's like the tour guide of the century.
I started following him on Instagram.
He's an amazing photographer.
His gorgeous, gorgeous shots.
He's so knowledgeable. He has the most amazing backstory. But
so you had him the whole time, the whole trip.
The whole time. And it was so funny because the minute you meet my family, he met us, he picked us up at the airport. We asked him so many questions. It was like a 15-minute ride to the first hotel. It was a nonstop. We just had a bazillion questions. I think his head was going to explode. And then thankfully he got to know us and he just told us lots of stories, but he also joked around a lot. So when he was like, roll up the windows, we didn't know what he meant. And then all of a sudden we get there and you see baboons everywhere. We pull over and we hop out of the car. We had to lock everything up. You see them wandering around. One of them snuck into another's Jeep.
I saw that.
They were everywhere. It was so crazy. It was nuts. They're just like, they go into the Jeeps to like steal food.
I saw, and then he like jumped out and ran across the parking lot.
You know, at one of the camps, they tell you also at night to zip your tent and then you Velcro the bottom of the ground. And it's like a major deal. And there are two layers of zipping. Well, my sister-in-law went in the morning, didn't shut it behind her, turned around, baboon with his head in between the two, like the open gate of the tent. So she screamed so loud, thankfully it ran away. And so did any other animal within a mile radius.
Yeah. Wow. That is just so cool.
They just sneak in and like steal your stuff.
Oh my gosh. Was it two camps in Kenya and then three in Tanzania or three?
Three in Kenya. Yes. It was Amboseli, Lewa Downs and Masai Mara.
Okay.
And then we were at Serengeti National Park and Ngorongoro in Tanzania. And so it's like two nights in each one. And I will say the camps, they got nicer and nicer each time. It's like the food was great. It's not African food. They just cook American food primarily or whatever you want. They always have options. So they were very accommodating.
Oh my gosh. So many questions. So what was the best part of the trip for you?
I would have to say the animals. And just, and this was really everyone's answer because I did ask my kids in preparation for this. One part was just being with my family. It was so much fun. Every combination of, because we split up into two Jeeps and every combination was amazing. And we would do kids versus adults, girls versus boys, whatever it was just, it was really
fun. That's fun to mix it up. Yeah.
It was amazing. Seeing the animals live in the wild and what they do to survive and the mating and all of it was just so, it's just survival of the fittest. And we live and, you know, we have houses and we go to supermarkets. They're animals and they live in the wild and they eat what they kill or they eat the grass and avoid getting killed. The other thing that was also super interesting was how the different species travel. Some of them travel male and female. Some of them, it's all females and one male. And then other men try and get in and they'll like fight them. So weird.
So fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds then everyone's favorite was the animals. I think you saw all of them, right?
We did. Yeah.
I saw one of your pictures too. You mentioned something about the Great Migration. Did you guys pick December because of that?
They do say that it's a great time to go and the weather was really good.
Okay.
So it had rained a lot before we got there and it rained very little while we were there, but it wasn't too hot, which was key.
That's really good.
Because especially when you're out in the sun all day, the animals do migrate. They sort of follow like a circle in Africa. And this was past the time where like we were still able to see where they go.
Okay.
Even just learning all of that is so interesting. How do they know where to go? And they're all following, like the wildebeests are the ones who basically migrate. And so that's what they're following because that's who they're going to eat.
Interesting. Follow the food.
Follow the food.
Circle of life. Just like the Lion King.
It's exactly like the Lion King.
So the kids just loved it. And good ages, right?
Yes.
10 to 15, really.
10 to 15. They rarely just sat on their phone. They had a lot of outdoor things to see. So that was good.
Yeah. It's like a once in a lifetime experience, right?
Yeah. It was crazy.
So it was a long trip, right? Because you guys, New York to London, then London to
Nairobi
was another, like, what, 6.5 hours?
I think it was about, 16 hours of flying, like eight, something like that.
Would you do it again? Is it something that you said, I'd love to go back to Africa and do something different? I don't know. How does one feel after they go?
Yeah, so I think that we would all go back, but we would go to South Africa and do a little bit more luxury plus safari. Oh, I will also add for any travelers with grandparents.
Yeah, how did your parents do?
Not great, because the roads were super bumpy, mostly because of the mud. And my dad has a bad back. That was the first thing that was sort of not great. And then my dad got a cold. My mom called it the flu. And my sister-in-law, again, the doctor was like, it's a man cold. Like, it's a cold.
Yeah.
He's a man, so he thinks he's the flu, but it's not. It's a man cold. And so he was fine. So when we all packed up in the morning to go to Tanzania, they would often skip the morning drives. We woke up whenever they said to wake up, whether we went on a hot air balloon ride, if they were like, you're waking up at 4:30 today, we woke up at 4:30.
That looked amazing too. Wow.
I was like, I'm not saying no to anything. We're going to do everything they tell us to
Good
do.
Good for you.
The kids were on board with that, you know, my brother and his family too. But my parents would skip certain things. And so in the morning, we saw them bright and early. We thought they were going to sleep in and meet us at the airport. We wanted to do a morning drive. And they were like, we're going home. And so we couldn't believe it. And they left for Tanzania, which was the more luxurious hotel. We were about to be at the Four Seasons, you know, in Serengeti.
Oh, you were at the Four Seasons?
Yeah.
Oh, I followed them on Instagram. It looks amazing.
Oh, my God. My niece cried. She was so happy to be at a nice hotel. And we that day, we were like, we're going to just chill out. You know, like, we just want to hang out.
Yeah, I saw, like, the pool overlooking. I mean, the sunsets were amazing.
Yeah. There were some places that you went to bed and you heard the animals. They were right outside the camp. You could hear lions roaring all night.
That is so crazy.
Yes, but it was a little bit more taxing on older folks. Yes.
And that's good to know.
The other thing I would say that's really interesting is we one day went to a Maasai village, which was unlike anything my family will ever see. And so these are, I think it was about 500 people from four families. And so, but they marry outside of their village. So they're all technically related or become related. And so they live in huts made of mud and cow dung. And in the inside is all manure. It was smelled absolutely disgusting. The village people wore shoes, sandals made of tire that they own for each pair lasts 40 or 50 years.
Wow.
And there were flies everywhere. So it was really hard to be there, but it was also super interesting. They did this whole tribal dance, which was fun to welcome us. It was so nice. And then they brought us inside and their medicine man was talking to our medicine woman. And we went inside one of the little huts. It's like 200 square feet, again, made of mud and cow dung. There's no mattress or anything, just a slab of, I guess, mud that they sleep on. And a 5-inch by 7-inch window is the only light. There's a fireplace, no gate. There's babies, little kids, like they have no furniture. They live in this. Wow. They go to school maybe once a week. And they make jewelry that they sell to us tourists who come by and see the village. But that was, you know, so amazing that this is how people live, eye-opening. I thought that was really great for my children to see, to understand, like, here we are taking planes and going from beautiful camp to beautiful camp, and this is what other people in the world have.
So any other pieces of advice? I mean, you had a lot of them in there. Anything else as it relates to?
Right. So my main advice would be to go to fewer places.
Okay.
They had a reason for what they do, but for depending on what you think your family can handle, it isn't necessary to do it that aggressively.
Okay.
That's what I would say. But I think Mikado, they have great camps that they partner with. They were the most wonderful people everywhere we went. They were so accommodating and so nice and lovely. And, you know, they gave you gifts at every place that you went to. And so the hotels or the camps were great, but it wasn't necessary to be quite as aggressive going to every other day traveling is what I would say. Okay. So I would stay longer and go to fewer places. And because I've done that, I would go to South Africa, but I wouldn't tell anyone not to go where I went. And then, I mean, I think you just have to be prepared. Go with the flow and do whatever they tell you to do. And, I mean, they know what they're doing. And you'll see the most amazing things. And just ask questions, because we learned so much.
So cool.
I was saying, I wrote a journal. So every day I blogged on Instagram, which I'm not that frequent of a poster. But during this trip, it was so interesting. And I started posting and everyone just commented, you know, all my fans basically loving it, like asking for more. And so simultaneously, when we were in the Jeeps, when we had downtime, I would write down, you know, what we did for the day so that I wouldn't forget. And then I'd give it to my sister-in-law, who would add her commentary. And so now we're putting together a big book to journal our trip with the photos, along with, you know, our recap, so that we don't forget this experience.
So cool.
Yeah.
So why do you travel with the kids? What do you think are the benefits?
Well, I didn't have a choice. I could leave them for 2 weeks and or I would never do such an amazing trip without them. My husband and I had dreamed of doing this and we had planned to take them at some point. And then the fact that my parents were going, it made it all, you know, free and easier.
Yeah. Came together nicely.
It did. It came together perfectly. So I'd say, you know, when the kids are little, it's hard to go too far because you're just transporting your family to another location. And when they are so little, they have so much stuff and it's really not easy and they take naps, and I never liked it. I did it. We took them to Florida.
Right.
Typically is where we would go, where you have a grandparent who could hopefully help you and watch the kids while they take naps.
Right.
So now that they're older, it's great to take them to see different places. And it also allows, you know, Brian and I to travel, which we love to do. So we went to London last summer, at the end of the summer. And that was a wonderful experience.
That's right. And I saw that you guys went there. That's right.
Yeah. And then we had Africa. We want my parents to take us to Dubai, but now that the world is where it's at, we're not sure how likely that is. But I'd like to take them to Rome and Italy. I love it there. They want to go to Hawaii. I think as they get older, they're easier to travel with.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, I mean, especially on a vacation like this, they have more of appreciation for what they're seeing.
Definitely.
Okay, so next trip you're dreaming about?
Italy, Hawaii, someplace crazy like Dubai, if possible, or when possible.
When possible, that's it. Well, Robin, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing that once-in-a-lifetime adventure. It just sounds like it was fantastic.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
You bet.
Thank you for joining us, Robin, and sharing your African safari adventures. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for more specific details, places, and lots more travel planning tips. Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Look forward to traveling together on the next episode. Adventure awaits!